This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for September 22nd, 2025.
Good evening.
Can we, we already did non-public and we went back into public, so we're still live and doing well. You want to skip over opening the public hearing part until we do the minutes?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Anybody had a chance to go over them and get any questions?
I would like to make a motion to accept the September 8th minutes as presented.
I'll second that, Pat.
The 8th.
About the 6th, you know?
I'll abstain from the 6th. That wasn't.
Okay. So there's a motion to accept September 8th. Do you have a second?
I just did.
Okay. All in favor?
Steph.
Steph, Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Okay. Now we got a motion. Is there a motion for September 6th?
I move we accept the minutes from September 6th as presented.
Stephanie, second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Abstain.
Good.
Okay.
All right, so I guess now we could open the public hearing at 6:34. And I would like to, once we do that, if the board has any questions or comments, that we listen to the board first, and then if there's some public that wants to speak up, we can do the public.
All right, so we're talking about
those 9 parcels.
Okay.
On the board here. I don't think there's anything in here on that one. Nope.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought we had something.
Just all right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't put anything in the packets.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. I'm jumping ahead. Hey Brian, is there a minimum we have to keep this open for public hearing? Does it have to happen?
Time wise?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we don't have any public.
If we don't have any public, we just move on.
There's nobody out there to hear.
Oh, there's somebody on?
Yes. I don't know if that's what they're here for, but we can ask if you want.
Well, I wanted to wait and see if anybody on the board has questions or comments first.
Will we?
Are we muted by any chance? Because it does.
What's that?
Are we muted on there?
There we go.
All right, so the.
Did you have a question, anything specific, Sue, or?
So anybody on Zoom, we just came, had the mute on. We are in a public hearing for the.
No?
I don't think all those.
Sale of all the properties.
That's right. They're all the tiny ones. It's not the 30 acres, whatever, okay.
No.
No, there's only one that's 2 acres, but I don't think it's buildable.
No, that's on the road, but isn't it? Yeah.
And they're going to clear the title and everything for us.
They do all that.
They do all the legwork.
Give us our taxes owed.
Do you have anybody, Linda, on there?
Nope. Are you there, Linda, Carol?
Who's that?
Hello?
Linda Carol from the planning.
Yes, I am. I didn't hear the question.
Did you have any comment or input on the possible sale of these properties?
Didn't hear. No. No, I don't have any comment on those.
Okay.
We've already gone on them with the planning board.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So if there's no other input, questions, or statement, we close the public hearing at, 6:36? 7?
7:37?
All right.
So I guess we can, this is last public
hearing. This was the last public hearing.
So we can report now to the auctioneer that we've satisfied that requirement?
Correct.
We have to have that one more meeting. It's not a public hearing, but that's
so
why we moved it to October 6th.
October 6th.
Yep.
So on October 6th, this board will make a final decision to authorize the auctioneer to start selling this.
Will the auctioneer be joining us on October 6th to kind of give us a briefing of all this?
It's probably not necessary. He's already given all the legal opinion and he's searched all the titles, so he's ready to roll. as soon as we get the authorization.
The only thing I'd like Candy to do is tell us how much we'll get in taxes.
Well, you can't do that.
Why?
We're going to get all the, I mean, we're only authorized to keep whatever was assessed.
So what's the maximum that we could get out of taxation?
Well, I'd have to add in all.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what Sue wants, is the total of what the potential is.
You have to have the tax collector go back to the beginning of time.
Well, they have to do that anyway.
At the beginning when they start paying their taxes, yeah. They're going to have to do that.
And then, after the town took title, the taxes that would have accrued on that property from that day forward, plus 18% interest. So there's a lot of math involved in that.
I thought we dropped that from 18 at one point. Do we not, or not?
Not across the board. We did individually.
With something like this, you want to have it at 18.
Exactly.
Right. That maximizes your return.
Yeah.
So I
just am curious the total, what we will actually recognize.
It's hard to, plus you have to, then it all depends on what somebody bids for, too. They could bid less than what we're owed.
I didn't like that we don't have a
minimum.
Well, it attracts a lot more bidders when you don't have a minimum.
Because everybody's looking for a deal.
Then they start fighting among themselves.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that's the beauty of a no-reserve auction.
And then at the time, we would notify the abutters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's very important.
He'll notify
the abutters for each one of those properties. There's a software program that'll help them identify them. It's very easy. I mean,
maybe for them, it's easy.
I wouldn't even hazard a guess, but the beauty of that, it puts them back on the tax rolls. Okay. There's $200,000 worth of assessed valuation there. At our present tax rate, that's probably 10 grand a year in taxes.
How do you get that one? Like one's two tenths of an. I mean, how do you get that? Even if somebody buys it and adds it,
I would be impressed if we get that.
Yeah, I'd be very impressed. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's okay.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Annual property taxes.
Right, I know.
I think probably this. I'm assuming this auctioneer is looking forward to doing more.
They always are.
Okay.
That's their job.
Yeah.
Well, right now we don't have any more.
Right.
Thankfully. Yeah. And then we'll get to Bruce Nelson next year.
Right.
That was a question I had in there, but that was, saw my comment.
The town has to hold title for a couple of years, give him a right to redeem it. And then
no, but they didn't want to lean it. So that it was advised not to lean it. But that's
a
no.
We already decided to move forward to take it, so.
Oh.
So that one and Higgins, Sue.
Oh, when did you decide that?
20 minutes ago.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If we're all set with that, new business. Stephanie, you want to handle the fire department appointments?
Can we do a closing it? Should we do a vote or not?
On what?
Nope. Just closed at 6:37.
We closed it.
Okay. Just making sure.
Dean has, do you want to vote on individually or as a group?
I don't care, is there more than two?
Two.
Okay.
Dean has recommended that we accept two volunteer firefighters. Let's see, we have Adam Goetz, G-O-E-T-Z, for the position of trainee in a temporary employee status. Position of training and temporary employment status. Okay. And the other one is Marcos Neves, appointment of temporary employee firefighter trainee to be made effective August 25th.
So there's two different dates?
Yeah, we should probably do them separate.
Okay.
The first one is Adam. How do you pronounce that?
I'd say Gates. I don't know for sure.
G-O-E-T-Z, effective September 22nd, position of trainee in a temporary employee status.
I'll second that. Was that a motion, Stephanie? Yep. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
And then we have a second one, an appointment of a temporary employee, firefighter trainee made effective August 25th from Marcos Neves.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Is this a result of the safer grant?
Yes.
This would be what Mike had asked us about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just two additional.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, this is a request from the chair of the Conservation Commission to appoint, recommend to appoint Gary Baseline.
Must be.
Baseline? Baseline?
Baseline.
B-A-S-E-M-L-I-N-E. From Palmer Road to the Candia Conservation Commission. Gary has moved from Hampton area with his wife, Kate, and is very interested in joining the commission to help out in any way he can.
Make a motion to accept Gary Baseline from the Candia Conservation Commission.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Second, just a brief discussion. Does the Conservation Commission have alternates, or do they just appoint when somebody's interested?
I don't know if they have alternates.
I don't think they do. Maybe they can, but they don't.
Right,
I don't
think
know if
they
that's
did.
True
they
either.
Did have one, but I don't think she's.
One
I thought we did move one alternate up to a.
I think she moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very good to engineer.
And the only reason I bring that up is
she's an engineer. She's very good.
Unfamiliar with the individual. Don't know any background, don't know anything about them, and...
Well, we just appointed two people in the fire department we don't know anything about.
Yeah, but they are going to be going under training, so that's a little different.
Judy Lindsay is nominating them.
No, I just brought it up.
I know.
All right, all in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right.
Maybe we could just ask her next time if you give a little, like, how do they qualify for it?
Right.
I met him and his wife.
I think it's pretty much a warm body.
Alrighty.
Such a wordsmith.
The filter is very thin.
Is there a paper underneath that?
It's just the letter from
Judy.
Oh, just
a recommendation letter.
Or email.
Yeah, her email. She emailed me first.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, close to the minute.
Oh my gosh.
All right, this is something we should have had 40 years ago, but. The
would this be
for the mini splits.
This year?
Pardon?
Would this be spent?
No, so this was. This is to add to the
budget.
Anyway,
we could.
Basically, what I wanted to do was get prices for this
mm-hmm.
and figure out if we can break it into phases and put it into the budget in two, possibly three separate years. I think it'd be good to get the first floor done and then get the second floor done next year.
Yeah, but the one I told you to call.
Honestly, 10 minutes after I got off the phone with you, I forgot what you told me.
All 10.
And I'm.
You're having a week like I am.
Yeah.
Good. I don't feel
all
quite
ten.
So bad.
All 10.
This is just the one.
If I write it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these mini splits are.
Oh, okay.
Are they the same as the air conditioner?
No.
No.
The unit that hangs on the wall, and you can get heat and air out.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dual purpose.
So what's it do? Kind of duplicate what we already have here?
Well,
it's a unit
that
mounts
that.
To the wall, and it's climate control, so it's going to...
But it projects it out better. That...
And
that
it's a lot quieter.
Takes forever
okay.
to get this room chilled out.
So they're electric?
They are electric.
Yep.
This one doesn't really...
All right.
I would imagine that there's probably maybe something with Eversource where they apply credits for something like this as well because they're ENERGY STAR rated and very
okay.
efficient.
And this is going to be air conditioning upstairs, huh?
Be another unit.
Yes.
Okay. Do they have AC upstairs?
They have some window units up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we need.
But this would just make it so the whole upstairs is comfy.
Okay.
There's actually a mini split in the storage area where the files are all kept.
Can you tell
where
me
nobody
what,
ever goes?
Can you tell me why they call it a mini split?
Nope. Good question, though. Thanks for asking.
It's not the size. It's not the size of a refrigerator. That's why.
Good question. Thanks for asking. Shut up.
The mini split is cold and hot.
Hot.
It's smaller than
a regular boiler or AC.
So which quote do you want to put in the budget?
I don't want to put any quote in the budget right now. I just wanted some prices so that we can budget for a certain amount of money.
Right. That's right.
And this gives us a baseline of what we're looking for, and then we can figure it out from there. I don't want to go...
Will these numbers be good next year?
No.
I have a question.
Well, guess high then, Pat.
Yeah.
What are you going to put in the budget?
I wonder where we are at with the budget. Like, could we just use funds, because it's a bottom line budget that the town already voted on.
We're going to be pretty lean by the end of this year.
Okay.
Pretty what?
Our budget's going to be pretty lean by the end of this year because of some things with the fire department, not the fire department, but the ambulance side of things was under budgeted, I believe.
Well,
so we'll have to...
That's controversy.
That's another whole thing.
Yeah. We should discuss that. At some point.
Well, sorry I brought it up.
I didn't bring the RSAs and all that they gave me.
It was just a mental note.
I don't even know what I was thinking now.
Then we can't do it this year because the budget's lean.
I would assume so. I haven't looked at what we've got left over, but I can't imagine having an extra $50,000. Which is unbelievable to me.
Well, what we did last year.
That sounds a little high to me.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
So what happened is we didn't have the master plans of the building available, and they wanted to be able to see how they'd get access and how they would be able to do it, a lot of it. They kind of did a lot of guessing.
Yep.
And in the beginning, I wasn't sure what you were looking for. So one of them only quoted it for the three rooms like we had talked about. And then when I got to the Patriots one, they did it for all of the building or in just phases. But they all told me we really can't add on to it in years to come because a lot of those parts aren't available anymore or that type of product.
Okay.
So that's the only issue.
Is central air an option? Just adding central air?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
This is so expensive.
It's, what makes central air toughier is that it's forced hot water.
You have to have hot air.
There's no ductwork run through any of the
buildings. Very expensive. Okay.
There's no way you're going to run
ductwork
now.
Yeah.
No, the mini splits, that's why the mini splits will work, because you can put them up in the units outside.
Yeah.
I mean, there are systems that they run and they pipe it to go upstairs. They'll come down through the ceiling in the individual rooms. So there is ways of doing it.
Is the air conditioning not working upstairs? Is that what's happening? Or?
Well, it's all window units.
Yes.
Window units are really expensive to run.
At all.
And when we have a meeting in here, it's...
Right.
Like, we have to shut that thing off in order to just have a conversation.
Is that an old one or a new one?
That's old.
That looks
they
pretty
all
old.
Pretty much need to be replaced.
I thought.
I think that's been around.
Yeah, I thought that was old. I think they might be a little bit quieter, but I'm not sure.
I have new ones in my house, window units right now, and they're not.
Huh. Okay. Because what were we at? 7% without the insurances and.
That's the number?
Yes.
Percent increase without the.
Without health insurance.
The insurances
and
the...
Wow.
Yeah. And we know that's going up.
It's $280,000.
Well, we do have that other building maintenance fund.
So what are you going to do? You wanted to look into more of what possibly would be left? Is that your plan or what?
Yeah.
Like...
If there's any way that we can...
Do partial this year or something?
Yeah.
Like $30,000 of it this year.
We'll see where we are at the end of the year.
Budget. Lynn didn't include it in her email. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to get anything in the budget for flooring last year, so I'm not that hopeful for air conditioning.
Yeah.
But Thank you for looking into this, I really appreciate it.
Well, we'll keep all of it, and then there's two good companies that are really decent that we can hold on to make sure.
Yep.
We want to get back in touch.
I like the way this 603 ductless mini split did their quote, but that's just, it's pretty thorough. I'm gonna hang on to those.
No. Brian, would one of your sons know who's...
What did?
Would one of your sons know who would be...
That's why I told him all temp you should have
best, called. Okay.
But 10 minutes after we get off the phone.
I know, I've had, like I said, I hear you.
But this time, and we're not committing to anything right at the moment, so it's plenty of time. Correct?
Yes.
Oh, who won the Apple thing? Was that Saturday?
Me, yeah.
The apple pie.
The apple pie.
How'd it go?
It was awesome.
Who won it?
I don't know. We don't have names.
Oh,
just numbers.
You don't know at the end who won it?
Did you get a proper
we
crust?
We could have stayed.
Oh.
They were going to announce it at 11, but
yeah.
I had an 80th birthday to go to, so I...
Who's 80?
Guy that Linda and I stood up for 50 years ago.
Okay, I was going to say, I couldn't think of a
relative. We haven't seen them in almost 50 years, so
it
was
cool.
Nice to get notified that they were having an 80th surprise party for them.
Oh, very nice.
But yeah, we had 10 pies. We didn't do the juniors this year. They have another set of judges that do the juniors. We had 10 pies, and the first pie that we sampled won it.
Excellent.
We all didn't want to score it so high, but it was...
It was high.
Awesome.
Very good.
All the others were somewhere in between.
Very good.
Did you say who made the pie?
No, I would have had to stay.
But they know. Out. Yeah, they know.
They know.
Well, they do.
But we just get a number.
On the website, you probably.
You know, they give you a pie and you look at it and say, this is number one, you know. Yeah. This is number three, you know, whatever.
So you get a slice of each one?
You get, a slice,
It's a big slice or a little tiny?
No, but I don't eat the whole
slice.
Who wants
to judge it next year?
How much pie can you eat one day?
I tell you, the guy that was with me last year ate every slice that he was given.
Yeah.
Every bit of it?
The whole
I don't
slice?
Know. Yeah. I don't know how he did it. And we had 22 pies.
All right.
Oh, my
but
God.
Man.
And I looked over and I said, how do you do this? I mean, I would take a little bit of the crust,
right,
a little
right,
bit of the fill in.
Is that
that
guy from the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest?
Yeah. Hey,
what's he? And he wasn't a huge guy, you know. I said, where are you putting all it? He mowed right in.
I just fasted for 3 days.
But he also wasn't there this year, so.
Well.
Probably had a heart attack.
Probably, I don't know. Came down with pyotitis or something. But yeah, it was great, Sue. It was one of a beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Can I ask a quick question before you?
Absolutely.
So, last year on the ambulance budget, there was $30,000 removed with the anticipation that that those funds would be used from the revolving fund.
Any of their shortfalls, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in all of this, I guess it comes from the select board who approves the funds to be. I can't remember if it's the fire chief who requests it, the select board approves it.
Yeah.
That's how the warrant article reads.
Right. Exactly.
So right now we have to have the fire chief request it. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. So I'll have to reach out to Dean.
Yeah, most of those funds are set up that way on the authority of the board of selectmen. Because we represent the body, you know?
My question is, that was the theory behind it all. But if we have money in the budget, do we still want to do that? Like, I don't... So I guess we wait for the fire chief to request it, then we discuss it.
Yeah.
Got you.
But see, the weak point, the weak link there, if the fire chief never requests it, we don't have the authority to release it.
Got you. So
that's what happened. He said he didn't request stuff.
So I will have to reach out to Dean and have him request it.
So, I mean, Dean could request $100,000 a year.
Well, we've already taken money out of it, and that's where the problem, I think, lies, is they shouldn't have. Without, it says right in the RSA, I mean, the warrant article, how to do it, exactly the steps, and they weren't followed.
We haven't taken that other money out. So I'll reach out to Dean and see how that goes.
That was kind of an arbitrary thing, just taking that $30,000 out, okay?
Well, I'm sure they'll have it itemized of why they need it. It's not going to just say, I need $30,000.
The budget committee suggested that that would be a place to take $30,000 because they were trying to get the number down.
Right. On the budget.
And so, again, it's not really up to them. Although I did, although it was interesting at that conference, it said that it's a budget committee's budget and that they should be up on the stage defending it or not defending it, not the selectmen.
Isn't that our budget?
And not the school board.
It's not our budget. Yep. It's not the one we proposed.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Yeah, no, that's what they said. I believe it. And they said the selectmen certainly should probably be there.
Yeah.
And the same with the school board. But the budget committee has to defend.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes. I said to him, I said, I've never seen that. And he said, yeah. He said, it's not done often, but it should be.
Well, the school board did request several times, okay, well, what do you think needs to be reduced?
No, they should be up on the stage.
Crickets.
Because they don't have to. That's the other thing he said. They can't, because it's the bottom line. Well, we don't have to get into budget stuff right now, but go ahead.
But yeah,
I'm sorry, where are we?
So I'll reach out, okay.
All right, you're going to reach out. All right, old business.
Old business.
What is that on, Amy?
There's nothing under old business, so other business.
Has anybody got any old business?
No, I have new business, but...
You got new business, Sue?
Sure, I've gone back under the...
That's stair. Okay. You can go now if you want.
There was graffiti on the slides over at the park. I'm not sure how to get it off. I did Google it and find graffiti.
What
and
it is?
And it's hidden.
Is it like a Sharpie or something, or no?
No, I don't think it's going to be that easy. I think they usually have white... They call it tagging. And so I looked it up, I Googled what it said, and one of them was a name, Theo something, and I'm thinking, okay. I've already sent it to the cops, but he was gone, he was gone himself, so I don't know if he passed it on or not. But and it's done in white, it's almost like a paint marker. Have you ever seen those? Not a marker, it's called a paint marker. I don't think it is, I don't think I could take it, I went up there at the top and I tried to get off with my thumbnail and I couldn't.
Really?
Yeah, just so.
Some solvent?
I don't know,
turpentine?
Yeah.
Turpentine?
I know somebody looking for some hours.
I'd love it.
Not me.
they, it's a couple, but they kind of hit it. They didn't put it on the outside, which is interesting.
I don't like that.
Well, graffiti is such a waste of money.
I never liked graffiti. Trash on the side of the road and graffiti in my two pet peeves.
It's vandalism, though. It's a class absolutely. Something or other that I looked that up too, but again, I didn't bring all that stuff in. I just wanted to let you know that, because a woman, thank God, she called me and or messaged me and told me about it. Because, I mean, I don't have kids. I wouldn't be up in the slide. Well, I don't know. It all depends. But, and I'm not sure exactly... It happened after the wedding, after that night, because I was there for that whole thing. And it wasn't there then. Well, I'll wait till it starts. Maybe we'll.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
You never had the cameras put in, huh?
I like this idea, the Sons of the American Revolution.
Yeah, so that's what, because that's where they...
All right, does anybody else got anything on the new business, old business? If not, we'll go to other business, and that's... To bring up the discussion again about the 250th next year.
Now, Brian, is your vision having the town sponsored or all volunteers or all donations?
Well, I think it's going to be developed by all volunteers, but I'm hoping it's a town event.
Like paid for by the town.
Yeah, that's what
well,
I mean.
I mean, I'm not opposed to some aspects if it requires us to pay. I'm not saying that we ought to be spending a fortune from the town. If we get volunteers that are pitching in and donations, that'd be awesome. I just brought it up because I really thought it was an important event.
Well, it is. 250 years?
Yeah.
It's the world's oldest republic.
Yeah. So, I mean, we ought to do something, I felt.
If we're going to start, if we need money, we better...
Well, I mean, yeah, we have to formulate a lot of things, but Linda's been working on it.
Oh.
I've got names of quite a few sponsors.
So the first thing to do is appoint a committee, right, of people that are interested in this, and let them put their energy together.
Well, Linda is the chair.
Very nice of her.
And a member and the...
Yeah, member and volunteer and everything.
So I did get a head start, and I emailed or called, actually I called all these places, and I did get a response from three of them. Oh. I also have a person who said they would be happy to help, and they could do fireworks between 10 and 12,000 if we would come up with that money.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I got quotes, they said they could go low as 10,000 on some of them. I don't know what it involves. They'll give me more, but some of them say they're not even going to give me a quote until they know with all the tariffs what's going on.
Oh my God, there's an excuse again.
Yeah, I was going to say, get a life.
No tariff on gunpowder.
Under the American Thunder fireworks, they're the one who responded to that.
They did respond?
They did say that, correct, that until the tariffs.
They're not even in effect yet. So tell them to buy the stuff now.
When they buy your Toyotas now. When they were done at First Stop, was that done by a company or
no? It was all volunteers and donated by the volunteers.
And they can't do it anymore.
Yeah, they won't do it again.
And they won't do it again.
This company comes in and handles it all.
Correct.
They
got
the
liability insurance and everything.
Yeah.
So I got some great news. We got the Sons of the American Revolution coming. They confirmed that they're going to, if you see this, I happen to read the magazine, this newsletter. And so I called the town. The town, it went down and down, down. So finally I got in touch with them, and he confirmed that he'll save the date for us. It doesn't cost anything, but they do accept donations.
Okay.
They do what?
Donations.
They don't charge, but they make donations.
Everybody does.
So.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so he is going to, let's see, where's my paper?
Yeah, I wonder if a food
so what they're gonna do is they're gonna have up at the
memorial
monument. They're gonna do a wreath ceremony.
Yeah.
They're gonna hopefully, if they're not too old, they're gonna walk down the hill, and they're gonna walk in the parade and do a cemetery ceremony to honor the graves of the soldiers.
Nice.
And that will be about 45 minutes, and then they're gonna do a musket salute.
Oh, nice. These others that aren't highlighted are people you've contacted but wait to hear back from.
The one I heard back are the highlighted ones.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
The others you haven't heard yet.
Yeah. And these are just my cheat sheet notes, things I'm looking into. When you guys had the Old Home Day, I did reach out to quite a few people as vendors, and like the Baptist Church, and they want to be a part of it and different things. So.
Good.
Yep.
Linda, Melissa has that one of the at the okay, you know that the farmers market.
Rooster?
This lady asked me if they could do it, but they're reenacted, and I can't remember their name.
So
I mean, they did come and do it, and I can't remember her name, but Melissa knows who they are.
So I did look into another town of Exeter, and they had a reenactment of what it was like in those days. They have a tent, and they'll have somebody coming in. And they're from Dover, and they have encampment tents, but that's $1,000 fee.
A flat fee to have them come?
Yeah.
The one that we had at the farmer's market, they fired off cannons and everything. Or they're going to. I'm sorry. This is going to be October. I'm sorry.
Chester had that.
Next month?
I just asked them legally what, you know, blah, 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 just to protect the town. But they're going to be doing that, and they're reenactment, and they're not charging at all. I mean, she was happy to get permission to do it.
It was a cannon?
Yeah, just have Melissa.
They had a cannon.
Chester had it at the tricentennial.
I don't know.
It was pretty awesome.
And then I did ask Clark Ding to read the, what do you call that?
Declaration of Independence.
Yes, and he said
full reenactment.
Yep. It's only 7 minutes.
Clark.
Oh, Clark thing would do it?
Yep.
Oh, right.
Maybe dress up a little bit in a bigger costume.
He's probably got it in his closet already.
Mm-hmm. And I told the gentleman from the Sons of the American Revolution what I really wanted is to have somebody on a horse acting as Paul Revere. And he's going to try to find that person and then hand deliver Clark the decoration.
Brian, you rode horses.
Huh?
You rode horses. Didn't you guys have horses?
That's a past tense, you just said.
Yeah, but these guys were in their early 20s when they did
I
that.
I know. Oh, the guys my age were sitting back there drinking brew at the brewery. Talking about the old days.
Nice job, Linda.
Good job. Nice.
Yeah, the parade, that would be fun to have.
The parade part, though, I think we're going to have to physically contact every organization we got in town to encourage them to put a float together.
Can we have a contest or something, Brian?
Yeah, it would be encouraging.
But what would they, that would be they encouraging. They're going to be encouraged to want to do it. Is there money involved?
That's a big question.
How do they find a float or yeah, make one?
You make it.
Yeah, yeah. We used to, oh my trailers. Gosh, we used to make it.
You start with a trailer and you dress it up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Some people just use a truck and they put something in the bed,
like the
you
ark.
Know, make it look like a house or whatever, just in the bed of it. You can do
the way that they did the ark there for the Congregational Church was pretty neat.
Yes, that was very good.
I watched the progress of that happening.
Yeah,
even like the kids decorating if they want to.
We all did that.
Yes, the doll carriages. We had the carriages. Remember, Brian?
Baseball cards and the spokes and everything, and put it going down the room.
So,
one of my favorite ones was the Paul Boys and Lenny Wilson, when they had the car, and they had a big beam that came out of the trunk of the car with a bathtub attached to it, and Lenny would sit in the bathtub, and every time
they went over
off
a bump.
With the car. The car would go up in the air because they had it balanced.
He's a
so,
big boy.
it was pretty good. Cool. Yeah. Plus he had a water gun, so he was spraying everybody in the bathtub.
Do you want to go for an amount to put in the budget?
Or? I have no idea what I would even suggest.
The fireworks is scaring me a little bit.
Fireworks are expensive.
Did you like the show that Carlton put on?
Loved it.
Because it wasn't $25,000, I can tell you that.
No, but this company comes and they set it up, they do it. It's their liability.
Yeah, but
that's what
they at first thought assumed the liability and everything back then. So, that's the big part of it.
But with Primex, I wonder if you got a floater for that day, a rider.
Oh, yeah, you could get riders.
A rider and
yeah, you could.
Because I know it wasn't this
But we wouldn't, shouldn't have to if we pay somebody to do it. But.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have to. I'm just looking at
it. I don't think.
Like $20,000.
Huh?
I mean, the guy that's in the 10 to 15,000 range.
$10,000 to $15,000.
That's pretty reasonable.
I have to ask Colin. I really don't. I'll ask
$5,000, I think, is what they used to spend.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't think there's any bigger waste of money in the world than fireworks.
I love fireworks.
I just don't know how you can call a company American
Providing
Thunder,
an experience.
But you're concerned about tariffs.
For the children in town.
Exactly.
Buy American fireworks.
Make your own gunpowder.
Yeah, really. Let's go back to
Let's just get some tannerite.
So if we couldn't get the fireworks, would you be up for a bonfire or
Well, that's a tricky one too.
Depending on the
June probably be raining anyway, so
Why are we having July around the nation's birthday?
Because we want to stay away from 4th of July. We're going to have June 27th.
The weekend before, because families do their things.
Okay.
Right. So everybody be hopefully
I mean,
be around.
We could probably get a couple of good sponsors in town to get some fireworks.
I would imagine so.
I think we could.
Hey, why don't we go to the Moore School and have an essay contest for the 8th graders?
Yes.
Think about this.
Asking.
What it means to be an American.
That's a good idea.
You know, what would we give for a prize?
You don't always get a prize.
We'll give them a flag.
You don't always get a
prize. The prize is you live
here.
You don't always get a trophy.
This will include the whole community here.
I'm sure that we could probably come up with some nice plaque.
I was just going to say, they're $8 or whatever, the ones for the car.
We don't have to give out that part of it.
I think a gift card is better. A plaque, it's nice, but...
A what?
A gift card?
A gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll gift card doesn't
I'm sure we can find a
you can't carry
for
a gift card
in
your future.
Essay contest.
Yeah.
I'll get that.
Something that you can put in your folder for your resume.
There's also, we could have.
I would contribute to that.
If people wanted to contribute a picture.
We don't need to get a sponsor.
Could have a contest with that, or an art, you know, kids coloring.
I mean, a $50 trophy isn't gonna kill us, Steffi, right?
I wouldn't think so.
So somebody's getting in touch with the principal over there and.
I just had the pie contest with him, he should have told me 2 days ago. She was one of the judges.
What, seventh and eighth grade?
Yeah, probably seventh and eighth.
Yeah, cause the eighth graders are probably thinking about going to Central, but the seventh graders, they.
So, I like this, Linda, I like your format, and I think you should start contacting all the organizations and try to encourage them to make a float. And try to get some sort of.
Can we come up with an
idea of what a prize would be? You know, what.
Year celebration?
You know, whether we could, I don't know if you wanna have a couple different categories for the floats, if we get enough.
Do we need to have a donation level status? Like if you're a gold level donator, you get closer to the front of the line.
It's gotta be the same ones that are always hit every time. First, Ronnie.
So like, go ahead.
No, can you come up with a theme, like a catchy
Revolutionary
phrase?
Revolutionary War.
That's not catchy. Let's start a revolution. Yeah. Okay, something like that. No.
Well, it's the
theme is there.
Yeah,
it's the 250th anniversary.
Yeah,
you're saying
the original turning point.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, I do too.
But I wouldn't touch it. But I like it.
So my biggest thing is wondering when to have this. If we have fireworks, I'd really like to have this later in the day so that people can go to the parade, look around, and then have the fireworks. Not having it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, because June, the fireworks won't go off till 8:45.
That's the latest, yeah.
So what my thing is, I don't think people are going to want to come at 1 and then again later on after the fireworks.
Fireworks and kids.
A long time ago, when we had the fireworks at the school, that's. After
just
Old Home Day,
did, yep.
We came back
they
to the
came
school.
Came back and it was packed.
Well,
and
thinking.
We had food vendors there selling French fries.
We always had them for 4th of July around 9:30, 10.
Mm. I mean, we could also have food trucks. Like over there. So. What are your thoughts about having it more later in the day? And then
you could put together something that keeps the people around, put together a softball game against the PD and the fight
that's
about
what
I was thinking of.
Ooh,
that would be fun.
Well, the PD
the field's a mess,
enough.
So
the PD doesn't have enough for a softball team. So.
Yeah, but do the
retirees,
employees, only employees.
They can bring in.
Maybe we could get some outside.
The employees
yeah, they can bring in
outside resources
from Auburn or Raymond or whatever.
Well, why can't they do recycling and all those guys?
Is that something that we'd be open to? Is collaborating with another nearby town like Auburn or Chester to?
They might be. I wonder if they're doing their
not,
own.
Not to include into the thing. No, I would.
Okay.
I want it to be a candidate.
Just curious.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that would complicate things too much.
This is going to get complicated.
Enough. Exactly.
Now, the parade is Pinkerton's band free?
It's Ooh. June.
Oh,
it's
I don't know.
June. They're
just
not at school.
That's
it? Yeah. I wonder what they would
oh,
do it.
And our roof is fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was taken
Great
care
job.
Of Friday.
Boom. Done.
What was that?
Some of the roof tile on the edge of right over here came down.
Oh.
I'll show you a picture. And Patrick told me who's the
Frazier,
guy to call.
Frazier.
I was just
going to
say Frazier.
They came Friday morning and took care of it.
Nice.
Right away.
And Rick was here Saturday.
And it matches.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Styling. So I don't know if you need to have any more input for now, but.
If you come up with sponsors, let me know. I've got a handful of them.
From Frazier? They don't
was
pay.
Frazier?
No.
No, you're talking about what's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if anything we would have to reward a sponsor for different levels. I mean,
advertisement on the Candia Town website. That's
Felix.
That's
free advertising.
Yeah. We can probably work something out with the school to get a banner on the school sign out there if there was some sponsorships for this. I mean, that's a great place for an advertisement.
Yeah. So there's a few ideas for you. I really want
to. Selectmen go out there and.
I'm sure they can.
I really want to see some floats, so.
I know, that's
people are so creative with nothing. Remember, they had nothing, they had no money invested in it, they were...
Who's that?
All the quotes were so creative.
Yeah, see, I don't think the school camp doesn't start until after the 4th. I'll have to look at that to see if they could do, if they're in camp, they could do a float.
Good job, Linda.
It's coming together.
Mm-hmm, we got one thing.
All right, does anybody got anything else on the other business?
Copier.
Yes, copy machine.
How many thousands is that?
That's one thing I think is needed.
This would be for everyone would be networked to it.
Yes, and this is for all three that the contract is coming to an end for. The two downstairs, ours and the PD's, and then the one in the finance office upstairs. It's front and back. On yours, it's front and back. The quote from Toshiba. And then the other spreadsheets are the ones provided by our current copy company with their excellent deals.
Were you able to contact them?
Oh, so the current engineer.
Somebody got back to you?
Since April.
What's happening? Current what?
The current status of how things are looking are on the back page.
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
So the first one is the current environment, and then the new Sharp, which she quoted. And then when I asked her about getting out of our contract, she sent back the current environment with two different options. But you can see
that. Is this what her printer gave us? Because I can't read that.
That's why we need a new one.
Another company, maybe.
Yeah.
The only thing about this first one is the cost for prints.
Is it so much for a sheet?
The other one charges us for prints, too. And they tout it as that we get so many free, but that pretty much equates $39, the amount that we get free.
This is just color images.
So which one do you recommend? I mean, you guys work.
I think...
Does she need one upstairs?
Yes, that's on the back.
She needs one upstairs.
Yeah, all three of them are going to come to a close at the same time. So the one for upstairs would be $54 a month to lease, and the two downstairs would be $157.44 a month.
She just got that, but I'll take
that. That's a cheap rate.
Mm-hmm. I think it's needed. I just didn't know what she used it for upstairs that much.
They use it to print all the checks and...
Oh, okay.
You
gotta have that.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have a direct deposit.
And maybe people
we have direct deposit?
I do now.
Maybe we could encourage use of laptops instead of...
Really? Or an iPad.
Or iPad instead of using paper.
Oh,
I should do that.
I agree.
Because, like, for the budget stuff that we print out, so
Oh, I'd be more than happy to sit here with a nice laptop in front of me going through this rather than paper. Mm-hmm. But not everybody.
Right. And I think that.
That's because you're used to that.
Right. I like
paper. I
like the paper in front of me. I just hate to see it all wasted.
Maybe we should start doing double-sided things, whatever. I don't know. So, we need to vote on this before.
Well, if we are going to start the process of getting out of our other contracts and get into a contract at this price, their prices are going up 19% on October 1st. The Toshiba quote. So that's why I wanted to talk about it tonight. But it's
and this stuff, we're looking at $600 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, well that pretty much narrows it down.
Mm-hmm.
The $66 a month includes the printers. And do we have okay, so this is 066, this is 060 per print.
I need it simplified. This is...
Amy, what do you recommend?
I don't know.
Have you studied these numbers?
It seems to me that Toshiba would be the cheaper way to go.
The what would be
the contract?
Yeah, Toshiba's okay.
And Toshiba makes a good product, so...
And what do we have to pay to get out of our contract?
Yeah, that's what
we don't. We'll have to give them... It's coming to a close. It was on automatic renewal, but if we let them know that we want out...
Within 30 days
it'll be
or something.
It's 120 days, actually.
Okay.
All right. I would just move forward so we beat the October.
I'd like to make a motion that we move forward on the Toshiba Business Solutions proposal, if we need a motion for this.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Any questions or further discussion? If none, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Done.
Get her done.
You had something that you were going to bring up?
I did? Oh, yeah. So we're going to be looking at nominating a town employee for Employee of the Year. Mm-hmm. I would like to take Chad Chevlin into consideration. Boyd and I talked about it the other day.
Is that a nomination?
That is my nomination.
I'll second that. Well, that guy's done a great job in that department up
He's
there.
Done more than we have.
Yeah.
In a shorter time than we have.
He's a leader, he's a statesman, he's a good community member. He's everything we could ever hope for from a chief of police.
The way that he organized for Old Home Day and having everybody there, for everybody to meet in public and know who's serving them throughout the community was fantastic.
That was very smart, public relations wise. Very smart.
Is this something that you guys do every year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did Chief Mike ever get it?
What's that?
Not that I know.
Mike never got it?
I don't think
not
so.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I remember, anyway.
I think Rick did, though, didn't he?
Yeah, Rick was.
Rick got Rick it. Got well, it. That's because he saved a couple.
Oh, the kids' lives, yeah.
At the pizza house.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I have
I'm
no problem.
I'm fine with Chad.
Good.
That was a motion and a
the,
second.
What he's done in the past 13 months or 12 months is outstanding.
He is.
He did 2 years worth of work.
Easy 2 years.
Yeah. Good.
All in favor then?
Steph.
Sue.
Oh, yeah.
He said Boyd. Boyd, yeah.
Brian.
Pat.
You got it.
Done.
Okay. The other thing that Amy and I were discussing is the holiday party this year. How do we feel about doing it at the Smith Memorial Building instead of at the town hall and having it catered?
Well, we can use the basement. I forget.
Upstairs.
But the school. Oh, the school doesn't use that main floor.
Didn't we have it at Cello's? We didn't have it here, did we?
Last year.
Have it in the tailgate of
Nobody
the...
came, so.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I didn't come. I don't know.
Wait. You guys had it at Cello's
Bob
last year? No one came?
No, we had it here, and nobody came.
I'll come as a Cello's.
Are you talking about the holiday party?
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas.
Yeah. I was going to say, nobody was doing burgers.
Somewhere right after Thanksgiving type of thing.
Well, we were, so I, when I called,
forget what we talked
about. Yeah, when I called Pat, I said, what if we used the Smith Building, which it's not big enough to fit everyone. Like, it would be lovely if we could include the police and the fire. If they can only really fit 30, so it would be the town employees and the select board, and that would pretty much be it, depending on how many people RSVP. But when we went to Cello's, we all paid for our own meals. So I said, I was wondering if Christine could create a menu on the slide, you know, the same scale of salad at Cello's.
Well, the whole thing is a gluten-free menu.
No,
not the whole thing.
No, just have allergy-conscious choices available.
They have gluten-free chicken.
Yeah, but then people could pick, and then but it would be there out off-site, and it might we can use the building for free after 3 o'clock. And
I like the idea about using the building.
Where do you come up with
I think you're going to find it's going to cost a bit to get dishes and like he said. And
just do all plasticware.
Yeah.
And people just bring you food? I mean, that's how it's going to work?
No.
We might end have to do potluck
so talking
for
about
the
catering,
dessert
so you
piece,
might have to pony up more than $2.
I've heard
well, if you're
going to
pony up, why don't you pony up at Cello's?
I did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that I don't know why we're so. Why do we not? Why do we not want to do Cello's?
Why didn't we do it at Cello's last year?
I wasn't
know.
Opposed to Cello's.
I had nothing to do with it.
We should set a budget.
Well,
then,
there is no budget.
No,
we don't have a budget because we all pay.
Well, but if we have a, so take a figure how much that would be.
We would still pay our own way. I'm saying the employees would still be given a menu that would be created by whoever was supplying the menu, and they would be, I'll have the salad, I'll have the prime rib,
we
pay our own way. That's how it is at Cello's, and I'm not opposed to Cello's, but last year nobody wanted to do Cello's, so I was just presenting something different.
I don't know where were you? I don't remember last year.
Last year?
You remember last year?
It was here.
I organized
it. Why didn't we do anything at Cello's last year?
Why didn't we do it at Cello's?
Because it was too much, and they...
Oh,
kind
Andrea
bombarded us at the last minute.
Okay. Andrea was leaving.
Oh, no,
leaving.
It's a lot more than what I ordered.
All right, so
there was
that's,
about
yeah, the price
stuff
is
going on.
Where?
It was expensive.
She told me it was the same price as the year before.
And they do a limited menu for it, too.
I just like, I like that you can get drinks and like that. We don't have to worry about it. I'm not sure what the policy is up there for drinks. For booze, I mean, and how would you do it?
You need a liquor license.
Not to sound selfish, but I don't really care.
I mean, I just like to have a drink when we're there, Brian.
Oh, I like it when everybody has a few and then I get entertained.
That's right.
Yeah, and then the
and you can be our DD.
You just keep putting down that truth serum and we start hearing all the stuff. Truth serum.
Just a suggestion.
It's the anti-filter.
I think it's a good idea. I think by the time, you know, you get done, like you said, with the, well, I guess we're going to use blast it. Well,
the convenience of it is I love the idea of using the building.
Yeah.
Yes,
and that's what I like. That was what was appealing to me, was the using that.
But I think the logistics of it
are too complicated.
Because I do understand catering a little bit.
Yeah.
And the logistics of it is not that great.
It's not easy. No.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we're just doing chubbles.
I'm for that. I don't know why we didn't laugh. And again, I just.
You can do a chicken parm regular or chicken parm gluten free. They have gluten-free pasta. Mm-hmm. Salads are gluten-free, and then you.
Well, they only do a limited menu. They give us a menu that.
That's.
But if you tell them you want at least one entree gluten-free, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but they do. They minimize the menu. Yeah, they make it like three or four choices. That's it.
This is too hard.
No, really, actually going with Cello's is kind of difficult.
It won't be after a cocktail.
Because they give you more price and they say,
be wonderful.
Go ahead, Linda.
With Cello's, it's difficult because they don't give you a regular price.
Can't do it.
We can serve this, and then you have to add gratuity, tax,
don't do it, boy. I love this stuff.
And just go by last year's price. We'll honor that. Minute. And then when the bill came,
one
it was totally
enough,
different.
Three's
like,
too many.
You said,
I see.
So it was really high.
But I think you're going to find with a caterer, all caterers have to pay the taxes. They're going to have to do the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tips and like that, I would assume.
But it's hard to tell people how much the food is, but then you got to add this much for tax and all that.
So you two chose, I want a $25 per plate menu and
tell them to do the math.
Oh, last year it was over...
Yeah.
28 to 35.
I think we knew that.
And then they figure in the 20% gratuity on top of everything.
Oh, they did.
Oh, Barney, are you open?
9.8% rooms and meal tax. That's a third of it right there. Mm-hmm.
We'd be paying at least 45 a meal, at least.
How much?
At least 40 to 45.
Brian, why are we catering?
That's a week's worth of groceries for boys. Come on now.
No, for me too. That's
$45.
Let's butcher a cow.
Some of them.
Yeah, that's 10 items
that
in the shopping cart. $45.
I definitely did not pay $45 for Cholos either time.
I think it was
$35.
Last
I think
38,
and then I got the steak tips.
It was 35 for the steak tips.
Right.
Yeah. And that was with a salad.
Was 24, I think.
That's the best buy on that menu.
Well,
it's a big piece of chicken.
Just something to think about.
Why don't we check into different things? If you know a lot of caterers,
which idea?
I know someone in town who's a pretty good caterer.
Well, so when I originally called Pat, I said let's do it at the Smith Memorial. Let's use just the sip. But so I wasn't, I didn't have anyone else in mind. It wasn't.
I'm not soliciting business.
No, I know. I just had one that was the one, the building and the caterer idea. I didn't have a plethora of choices.
Yeah.
We didn't think about cleaning up afterwards.
Yeah, we didn't think about that.
Well, I'm thinking of the booze. I mean, I don't want to sound like an alcoholic, but.
I mean, just put it in a bag.
It is nice to get out of the building.
It is nice, like just to go there and you have a cocktail and you're talking and kibitzing and whatever.
And the guys
the
from the
dump
come.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do come. I mean,
yeah.
Could the town pitch in, like,
ask the budget committee?
Well, there you go.
With the bottom line budget.
No, you have the PTO does yours for your teachers.
No, we shouldn't pay for that.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that.
We don't have a selectman's
selectman
and employee organization that supports our fun time. Unlike the school.
We'd have to have some first.
There's no fun time at the school.
Yeah, I mean, I just think logistically it would be kind of rough.
I agree.
That's what I mean.
I mean, but I do like the idea, I'd love to start using that building a little bit.
Yeah, we should try to when we can.
Yeah.
The trustees, are they the only ones who have their meetings up there?
They do a couple of different, Kyler was telling me that they do women's club events and some other things.
I mean, we could have a meeting up there, but you're not gonna have Zoom, but.
Oh, there is internet in the building.
But we don't have.
But you don't have.
We don't have.
You need this whole setup.
Don't need it.
Worry about the whole building.
Stop it, we're not stopping Zoom.
Maybe.
Let's put that on the ballot, see how that goes.
Hearing impaired?
Oh, yeah, I know, they're just a pluffer full of people that are.
No, they.
We're up.
I know.
I wouldn't be opposed to doing, instead of having it live like that, to just have a recording that gets posted to a Candia YouTube page later on for people to go and get informed. But that's just.
Why don't we wait till we get this budget passed and then we'll maybe take the Zoom away and everything else. I would
just, the budget committee.
I would make this, well, take the budget committee away too if you want, but I would just, you can have it advisory only. Doesn't have to be a
Don't need it, period.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't need it.
It's a waste of a lot of energy.
Lots.
What's that?
Is that the company? Out of Milford, Mass?
Let me see.
All temp?
Could be.
Are they out of Milford, Mass?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking.
Although they may be, because some of the employees were to the Mass place.
When? Because I want to.
My son is from Longchamp.
Okay.
I'll send you my cookies.
I'll make them cookies.
Did you do the date?
October 1st.
Pardon me, dear?
The dates on the agenda.
That's okay.
For Christmas?
The next meeting.
So we would need October 6th, the farmer's market. If it rains, maybe they could do that.
Oh, the final farmer.
Yeah, because they can do it underneath the thing.
Yeah.
Paintbrushes and.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that, I'm sorry. But we didn't adjourn yet anyway.
No.
What would you like to do?
The next select board meeting is scheduled for October 6th. And the Candia Farmer's Market, that's the last one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
October 18th.
And it's 9 to 1.
It's not till 2?
No, they want it, they said 9 to 2 is too long, so they made it 9 to 1 this year.
Really? Yeah. I mean, they do a phenomenal job.
I know they do. Brian, they use
incredible.
Those are our picnic tables, you know. The parks.
They are incredible.
They do,
I mean, the
they
stuff
do a
they
great
got
job.
Over there is amazing.
And they put it all together, they've trimmed trees, they've really contributed.
The only complaint I got is there should be a separate line so you get a coffee.
Oh, that's
a
good suggestion.
Well, I suggest getting a coffee before you go.
There's one place there that had the coffee and breakfast sandwiches and stuff.
Oh,
it's 15 deep, and
they should
add
another
coffee.
Yeah.
You can get a coffee before you go to the farmer's market and then have it walk around.
I had one at home before I went, but then I wanted one while I was sitting there eating pie.
Well, yeah, well, you
can. Over by Fred Kelly's old place.
Severino's.
Just, you know, put another person over here. Coffee.
They bought, you know, he bought the whole corner here. Golfso place. This whole thing.
We are. If somebody wants to make a motion.
Move or adjourn?
I'd like to make a second that.
All in favor?
Boys.
Yes, Stephanie.
All right, thank you, everybody.
I'll go have some dinner.
I'd like to make a second.